Last October, my boyfriend and I traveled to Lhasa for a holiday during our annual leave. This was our first time in Lhasa. Lhasa is a very well-renowned city. Before I traveled to Lhasa, I had been informed about this wondrous place on the internet because it is called the Sunshine City. Many companions of mine who have traveled to Lhasa themselves had recommended it to me highly. Located on the Tibetan Plateau, Lhasa is one of the highest altitude cities in the world. Lhasa is home to the site of the world-famous Potala Palace, and is also the holy land of Buddhist believers. Lhasa is a magical and fascinating city, where the air is thin but the people are full of faith. I was impressed by the humility and enthusiasm of the Tibetans. When I arrived at the Potala Palace, I could view the snow-capped mountains in the distance when I cast my eyes ahead, and I could see the buildings, cars, and citizens of the city. The numerous temples, the monks on the road, and the traditional architecture of Lhasa filled me with a sense of the local people's piety. Yet simultaneously, Lhasa is a relatively modern city. There are many commercial squares, and it abounds with modern cars, which demonstrates its prosperity. Modernity and religion are in perfect harmony in Lhasa, and that's what makes Lhasa fascinating. The trip was very short. I only stayed in Lhasa for 5 days, but the serenity and comfort of the place stayed with me for a long time, and I'm planning to return for a week to soak up the beauty and quiet.